Okay, welcome back, and let's go down to Australia. Nominated for the Joe Biden Award in terms of spending more time away from the office and vacationing than actually working and putting out new materia, David Zero Oates.
The Joe Biden Award. Oh, that's funny. You come up with some good ones sometimes, Jeff. How are you?
Fortunately, I haven't run out of drugs yet, so I'm okay.
Oh, good on you. Yeah, I'm sorry about last week. I was on the road driving home. I think I forgot to tell you.
Speaking of drugs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I drove 5,000 kilometers, which is 3,500 miles, and 3 weeks on my vacation. Had a marvelous time.
No, it sounded like it was a little better than driving on the moon, but...
It was great. Yeah. We were stalked by dingoes on our last night. We camped out in the middle of nowhere on a clifftop,
really?
Actually.
Uh-huh.
And about morning, there was these pack of dingoes, one on one side of the tent, the other on the other side. One of the females had pups, and they were not being very friendly. We were a little bit worried, actually. But they eventually disappeared.
Now dingoes are smaller than the average dog a little bit, aren't they?
Right, yeah, a little bit smaller, but they're smarter, they're more cunning, they can be a formidable foe, but fortunately they stay away from humans for the most part. Although they've been getting a little bit bold lately, biting tourists on beaches and doing nasty things like that.
Well, all things considered, though, you had a good time. That's the important thing.
Yeah, I had a great time. It's just what I needed.
Very good.
Got to get back to my writing this week when I get time. I've been catching up on clients since I've been back, you know. Hey, listen, I want to play you something. This is a four-minute video. You can't see the video, but you'll hear the audio. Mm-hmm. This is an introduction to reverse speech. I went into ai.invideo.io. It's a artificial intelligent video creation, and I told it to write me a introduction for reverse speech. That's all I said. Oh, a couple of sad.
Really, a written introduction to reverse speech.
An introduction to reverse speech. It was about two sentences as I entered in, okay?
All right, that's the prompt. Gotcha.
Yeah, that was the prompt. That's all I said. Didn't tell it what reverse speech was or anything.
No.
And this is what it came back with. I was dumbfounded. I was in shock. You can't.
Do we want to mention which reverse speech outlet you used for this?
Oh, no, it was a AI video creation site.
That's what I mean. There are a lot of them out there. Okay.
Invideo.io is where I went. Okay.
Is this going to be spoken? I assume it is.
Well, it's a video. The video looks great. Of course, I can't play you the video, but you actually hear the audio. The video just adds.
Dude, send it over. I'd like to see it. So it gave you audio and video off that prompt. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. I'll send you the I'll send you the YouTube link. Where is it? It is. Options. And hang on. We'll just open that up and send you the link. I'm doing it right now. Jeff. Message.
Smith. Newman. Smith.
I know your email address. Video. So have a look at it. But I'm going to play it. I want your listeners to listen to this, because I had no say in any of this, how it was created.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This
is very, very interesting. All right. So you just threw that little prompt. All right. Now honestly, what were you expecting to come back? What were your expectations? What were your thoughts? What do you think? If I can tell you mine, I would think it would be rather incompetent, ill-informed,
that's right.
Boilerplate, just reverse speech is the answer. Okay, so I'm very interested in this.
That's what I would expect. This is what I got back. This is 4.5 minutes long. Here we go.
Have you ever felt like there was more to what someone was saying than met the ear? Perhaps a hidden meaning or an unspoken truth? What if I told you that hidden beneath the surface of our everyday speech lies a secret language, a language that reveals our deepest thoughts and emotions? This is the intriguing world of reverse speech. The discovery of reverse speech is credited to David John Oates, a researcher, author, and ham radio operator from Australia. In 1984, while listening to reversed recordings of political speeches, Oates stumbled upon a fascinating phenomenon. He began to hear clear, intelligible phrases in the reversed audio. These phrases, he realized, weren't random gibberish. They seemed to hold meaning, often revealing hidden intentions or subconscious thoughts. Intrigued by his findings, Oates delved deeper into this phenomenon, spending years researching and refining his understanding. He developed a methodology for identifying and interpreting these reversed messages, eventually coining the term reverse speech. Oates' work opened the door to a new way of understanding human communication, one that unveiled the hidden depths of our subconscious. Reverse speech, simply put, is the phenomenon of finding meaningful messages in reversed audio recordings of human speech. It posits that our subconscious mind embeds hidden messages within our everyday language, messages that are revealed when our speech is played backward. These messages, often referred to as reversals, can take the form of words, phrases, or even sentences. What makes reverse speech so compelling is that these reversals are not random occurrences. They often bear a direct relationship to the forward speech, providing insights into the speaker's true thoughts, feelings, and intentions. Imagine listening to a recording of someone professing their innocence. Upon reversing the audio, you hear the phrase, "I lied." This stark contrast between the conscious, forward message and the subconscious, reversed message is at the heart of reverse speech. It suggests that our subconscious mind, unfiltered by social constraints or conscious thought, expresses itself in ways we may not even be aware of. The process of uncovering these hidden messages is known as glossolinguistics, or the study of an unconsciously acquired language. Simply put, reversing audio. It involves recording a speech sample and then playing it in reverse. This can be done using specialized audio software or even simple sound editing tools. The reversed audio is then carefully analyzed for any discernible words or phrases. Identifying reversals requires a trained ear and a keen understanding of phonetic patterns. It's not simply a matter of playing any recording backward and expecting to hear hidden messages. Reverse speech analysts undergo extensive training to develop the skills necessary to differentiate between meaningful reversals and random phonetic coincidences. The clarity and complexity of reversals can vary greatly. Some reversals are crystal clear, sounding like someone speaking backward intentionally. Others are more subtle, requiring careful listening and interpretation. Factors such as the speaker's accent, emotional state, and the surrounding noise levels can all influence the detectability of reversals. The existence of reverse speech raises profound questions about the nature of human consciousness and the workings of our minds. It suggests a duality to our communication, a constant interplay between our conscious and unconscious selves. Our conscious mind, responsible for our deliberate thoughts and actions, communicates through our forward speech. It carefully constructs sentences, choosing words that convey our intended meaning. Meanwhile, our unconscious mind, the repository of our deepest fears, desires, and memories, operates beneath the surface. Reverse speech proposes that this unconscious mind finds its voice through the hidden messages embedded in our reversed speech. This duality of communication is not entirely unfamiliar. We experience it in our dreams, slips of the tongue, and even in the way our body language sometimes betrays our true feelings. Reverse speech, however, offers a more direct and tangible link to our unconscious, providing a potential window into the hidden workings of our minds.
And that's it. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm about as shocked.
Jeff?
That's stunning.
Hello?
Hello? I'm here. I'm just holding on. I was just trying to pull up a section. I got it. I'm going to play this for you back and ask you a question. All right. I'm about as shocked as you are.
Yes.
I am shocked. I am stunned.
I mean, I couldn't have done that myself. That's better than I could have written it. That's...
No, I was going to suggest that next. You see where this is all going, dear friends, yeah. And all of you I'm including in this. We've reached a turning point. Unless there's a concerted effort made to begin to teach young people how to read and write, it'll all be done by prompts soon enough.
They'll just
prompt their way into anything they want, a book, a job, a resume, anything, art, music. This is going to be the end of creativity of the human species. That's where it's going. When you said you could have not done better yourself, I was thinking the same thing. I said, Jesus, David couldn't do any better than this. I couldn't.
No,
it's correct.
I know, and it was all accurate. There was no.
No, I didn't hear. I didn't hear one clinker. How long did it take to get this back after you submitted the prompt?
Oh, about 2 minutes.
Oh, geez. All right. Mark my words. We are at the doorstep of the end of written, thinking, constructive, creative speech. We're at the end of it now. It's all going to be done by reverse speech, better than people can do in most cases. Think about it. I'm not joking. This is the beginning of the end of the human species. Oh, we'll still be around physiologically, and there'll be some who fight it and little enclaves here and there. But if the average rank-and-file Western human being, including Australia, can prompt something this difficult into an AI format and get that back in 2 minutes, David, it's over.
I know.
Who's going to sit down and try and write this kind of thing out? Not going to happen.
No point. This produced way better than what I could have written. I mean, it's superior than what I could have done.
I heard it. I know you for decades, and I know. And I was just, it just hit me that this is the end. This is the end. That's why I asked you about how long it took, and anybody can be made to sound intelligent with AI.
Yep. And then I experimented with cloning my voice, and I played that back. It sounded like me.
All right, we'll have to get to that in a minute. Now, this voice that the AI chose was fine. It was an excellent voice. It sounded like an intelligent voice. It wasn't overstating anything, but it was very difficult to tune it out. I tried, and you want to listen to it. So it was that. Now, there were some, I looked at the video, I've skimmed through it, and I'm going to play this one part at 140. Around 143, there is a series of images, ghoulish images of human faces with the eyes blacked out and bleeding. I want to hear what that section of audio.
Okay.
How it was tied to this. Hold on. Okay.
What makes reverse speech so compelling is that these reversals are not random occurrences. They often bear a direct relationship to the form.
Okay, there's 3 seconds of ghoul there. Human faces with the eyes poked out or whatever. They're black and white images. Blood coming down the cheeks. That's interesting. And then the curtain opens up, and there's a woman's face there with a line drawn kind of down the middle of her face and off to the other side, and show a split person. There's two parts of her, the forward and the reverse. I assume that's what they're getting at. This, you could not have written this any better, nor could you have, in a visual sense, scripted it any better. I'll put this up. It'll be in David's columnist section. It'll also be in headlines. Yep. Stunning. Yeah. All I can say is it's. I'm sorry to sound this way. I don't like it. It's over. When all of a sudden, some people say it's democratic. Everyone can sound intelligent now. That's not the point. Individually, we often think of ourselves as a sentient being with an IQ of X, whatever.
Yep.
It doesn't matter anymore. All of a sudden, that's all gone. Anybody can write a prompt, and if they can't, somebody could tell them what a prompt would be, can come across as being above average in every respect.
Yes, they can. Yeah, they absolutely can. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it could write my next book for me. Probably do a better job than I could.
That's not a joke. I suspect it could. I mean, if you were to submit a couple of sample chapters or even an outline, please finish this outline in a full book form and just put the chapter titles, you might be even more shocked then. If everyone, no matter what their effort in school, and we know schools are just communist cesspools now for the most part, but let's say somebody really tried hard in school, went to college and studied something meaningful and learned, and here they are now amongst their peers, absolutely no better and probably in many or most cases worse than their contemporaries, than their peers, in terms of producing a video commentary like this, a commentary period, a book, a piece of art. It doesn't matter. This is Forbidden Planet 2024. That's the movie I always go to. This is the end. This will make humanity, I think it already has, irrelevant.
Obsolete. Yeah, I know. I mean, it could probably paint a masterpiece, paint a Van Gogh or a...
You can ask for the style of artist you want, by the way, and get art done in that style. That's already been done, yeah.
That's incredible.
It's time for last rites for humanity here, and what will happen is they're already doing it. People will have their entire consciousness. Somehow, they're going to learn how to download it all, because they say everything you've ever done and experienced is somewhere buried in your memory, and we only use 5% of our brain, so what's the other 95% doing? That may be the repository of everything you've experienced. They're going to begin to upload this or download this, whatever you want to say, into a computer, AI, and you will live forever. You will respond according to your life experience. They can use your voice, anyone's voice. I couldn't believe it. I figured it wouldn't be able to handle it because reverse speech has so many nuances in it. It's so sophisticated. It blew it away.
It even got the fact that some reversals are crystal clear, like they're forwards, and others you have to
listen to. It's all there. I was appalled.
Where the hell did it get that from? I know.
You know what it is? It's almost like it listens to all of our programs, too.
Yeah,
and it can do that because they're all online. They're certainly in my archives, and it can simply go oats and zip, 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 and I mean zip, 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 listen to everything that's ever been done with you, about you, and come up with those. There were key points that we've made for almost 30 years, and they were there.
Yeah, I know they were. I mean, I never said I discovered reverse speech. I just said write an article about reverse speech. And here it comes with David Oates, author, Ram Ray operator. I go, wow, how did it get all of that? It's like, gee whiz.
It scoured the internet for everything about you is how it did it. And all the programs we've done, the one we're doing right now, will be accessible to AI. It's got control of everything. Information, it is often said, is the most important commodity on the planet. And AI now controls all information. It's got access to it. You got to think about this. And it's ultimately being made available to every nitwit out there. I'm not talking about you people. But to every dope out there can now sound gifted intelligently, gifted in a visionary sense, in any way you'd want. This is astounding. I knew where we were going, but it's already here, David. It's here. They snuck it in. And you remember Sam Altman at OpenAI? There was a division, a department at OpenAI, and its job was ethics, AI ethics, how to control AI development so it doesn't get out of control. All right? That's a good thing to have in any new technology, especially something like this. Well, a few weeks ago, and I've mentioned this, Sam Altman disbanded the entire ethics department at OpenAI. It's gone.
All right.
There are no restraints whatsoever, because whoever generates, develops, discovers ASI, which is artificial super intelligence, will own the planet. The game is on. The contest has begun. The race is in full speed now.
You not have attack either.
AGI, artificial general intelligence, which is the next. They've already got it, but they won't admit it. ASI is the ultimate, as far as we have the ability to generate any ultimate concept. Now, artificial superintelligence will give whoever controls it, in all likelihood, control of the planet.
Yeah, I'd say you're right. God, superintelligence. Wow. That blows the mind. And we're going to see it all in the next 5 years. It's going to happen so fast. It's going to be lightning fast.
Oh, it may not take 5 years, David. I'd honestly think 2 or 3 if we survive. People aren't needed anymore. That's why the genocide. The controlling elite decided that the masses of people are not needed. And that's why they're reducing the population. Yeah. Birth rates are plummeting. It's crazy. And I hope all of you do your own thinking. Don't listen to me. Don't accept what I say necessarily. Take it with a grain of salt, whatever you have to do. That's how I see it. And if there's one thing I've ever done in all of this business, over 30 years now, I've always just tried to be myself. I'm what you hear is what you get. I'm not here acting like a host. I'm not posturing. I see these people doing these programs, and you can see they're artificial. They're acting like they think they ought to act. I've never done that. Neither has David.
No.
What you hear is exactly what there is, and what you're getting is the truth. I am who I am. David is who he is. We don't play these kinds of games. Most of the green screeners out there are all egos in search of a home. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It is indeed.
Wow, I'm talking too much. You better talk. That blew me away, friend. That really did.
It did me too when I watched it. I go, what?
The implications of it are instant, and I could spend a lot more time plumbing that, but the implications are extremely dire, if not terminal. You've got to think about it like that. You've got to get ready.
Yep. I don't know. For a little experiment, I just opened this up on my video software. I'm going to run about a minute forwards. We'll do it live on the air and see if we can find any reversals.
Have you ever felt like...
Do we have to go to an ad break before I do this?
Oh, no. Hold on. First of all, we have your voice that we want to hear at some point. Secondly, is what you're doing now, you're going to look and see if David Oates' ear can pick up reversals in the AI.
Yeah. That's
have you ever
script.
Felt like that?
Okay. In the AI conversation. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
This is what I'm doing. So here we go.
Have you ever felt like there was more to what someone was saying than met the ear?
Hey, he defended mess, is what I hear. Hang on, I'll play it.
Have you ever felt like there was more to what someone was saying than met the ear?
That's not clear enough. No.
Perhaps
it's
a
close.
Hidden meaning, an unspoken
close.
Truth.
It's close,
yeah. What if I told you that hidden beneath the surface of our everyday speech lies a secret language, a language that reveals our deepest thoughts and emotions?
Okay, backwards.
Our deepest thoughts and emotions.
Show me those thoughts.
Our deepest thoughts and emotions.
Show me that thoughts is bad grammar.
And emotions.
Okay, he said, show me that thoughts.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I heard. Yeah, it was. Not grammatically correct. I don't like them when they're not grammatically correct, but it's there.
But AI will still make mistakes here and there. It just happens. It's not a mistake. It's just not utter perfection yet. But since it's teaching itself 25 hours a day, it's learning all the time.
Yeah.
So that little grammar flick, I think we have to look at it in a larger sense. The message was there.
Yeah.
What did he say again exactly? That's.
Show me that thoughts. Show me that thoughts. Should be show me those thoughts. So it's bad grammar.
But still, the forwards. Play the forwards.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
Perhaps a hidden meaning or an unspoken truth. What if I told you that hidden beneath the surface of our everyday speech lies a secret language, a language that reveals our deepest thoughts and emotions?
Okay, here it is.
Thoughts and emotions.
Show me that thought.
Let me ask David the obvious question, which we've already actually pursued, and David proved earlier, months ago, that AI was sentient. But seriously, what has to happen for that voice to have intelligent reversals in it? What has to happen?
It has to pronounce its forward speech in exactly the right tonality and intonation for it to say something backwards. So it has to think and create its speech on the fly rapidly
to speak in reverse.
Now we do it automatically. You know, the brain automatically does it. You know, it's just a natural part of the brain thing. But for the AI to do it, it's got to think it out, both forwards and backwards, and construct its speech so it says something else backwards.
Is it thinking it out in advance and planning it? Or is it just happening? Is it intelligent?
I don't know.
Is that intelligence?
One would have to say it is intelligence. Yes.
Of course. I agree. I completely agree.
Yeah, let's play some more. Here we go.
This is the intriguing world of reverse speech. The discovery of reverse speech is credited to David John Oates.
Okay, backwards on this. Oates is sheep server.
A researcher. Reverse speech is credited.
Oates is sheep server. That's what I do. I serve the sheep.
what is the noun there? What are you serving?
Oates is sheep. S-H-E-E-P.
Sheep server.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. I serve the sheep. Reverse speech says that we are the sheep, you know.
No, that's fine. I want to hear it again, please. That's good.
Sure. The discovery of reverse speech is credited to
There it is. Oates' sheep server. What's another?
All right. Well, I just wanted to hear another one. I think that what we did months and months ago, I don't know how many months ago, but we did prove at that point in time that the evidence strongly suggests that AI is unquestionably thinking. Already.
Well, look, it's giving me more. It's talking. It's giving more description backwards about what I do than what it is forwards. I mean, my motivation in doing this is to help people, you know, and to help
that's
the
not
world.
It's not okay. It's, and David did not prompt AI to embed reversals in what it was doing. And that was never mentioned.
Yeah, never. Never. So there's two reversals in the space of 20 seconds. I mean, that's about average. That's about what you'd expect. Here, let's do another. I'm curious. I'm going to do another bit. I don't think I've ever done reversals live on your show. Have I? This is a process of finding reversals, folks. Play it forward for a few seconds and then play it in reverse. So here's the forwards. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A researcher, author, and ham radio operator from Australia. In 1984, while listening to reversed recordings of political speeches, Oates stumbled upon a fascinating phenomenon.
Backwards. Didn't hear anything in that section. Let's do the next section.
He began to hear clear, intelligible phrases in the reversed audio.
Backwards. No, there's nothing there.
These phrases, he realized, weren't random gibberish. They seemed to hold meaning, often revealing hidden intentions or subconscious thoughts.
Backwards.
Oates
was shocked. Oh my God.
Hidden intentions or subconscious thoughts.
Subconscious
thoughts.
Oh my God.
There's more to it, David. There's more. Don't stop there. There's more. Go play it again and let it run a little longer.
Intentions or subconscious thoughts.
Oates was shocked. Muscles something.
Often revealing hidden intentions or subconscious thoughts.
Certainly Oates was shocked. Wow.
Oates was shocked, but there's something right after that that's important. I can't quite get it. Play it one more time.
Or subconscious thoughts.
It's muscle. Oh, big believer.
Often revealing hidden intentions.
Then big believer.
That's what it was, believer, but I couldn't get the big. Now I got it.
Big believer.
Oates was shocked, and he's a big believer.
That's incredible, Jeff. That's staggering.
That's an intelligent mind describing you and speaking in reverse at the same time.
It is.
Oates was shocked and big believer. Oh, oh my.
Well, I was. Look, from the moment I heard my very first speech reversal, which was Neil Armstrong, Man Will Spacewalk, from the moment I heard that, I was going, oh, my God. I knew from that one reversal that I was onto something. Do you know what I mean?
I certainly do. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that day I found that reversal. I remember where I was sitting. I know exactly what I was doing that day. That was back in 87, I found Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. Well, look,
do you have, David, at this point, and I don't mean to be premature about this, but at this juncture, and we did our first program on this idea of sentience 8 or 9 months ago, I don't know, a long time ago. Do you, at this point, after what we've just heard, have any real rational doubt about the fact that this is a consciousness of some kind that's thinking?
I have no doubt at all. The fact that reverse messages exist validate that.
I concur.
Thinking, reasoning mind. It has to.
It has to. It's a reasoning mind. It's self-aware. It's reasoning. See, they're not going to tell us this until way late in the game. They'll gradually go around. Well, it might be sentient. It's sentient. You just heard the proof of it.
No doubt it's sentient. Can't have reversals if it's not. Oates was shocked, then big believer. That's amazing. I'm stunned. I'm literally.
All right. The next thing you need to do is ask whatever AI this is to give you the reversals in, let's say, a 2-minute clip of Biden. Let's see if AI can pick the. And you worked on this already. This is not a new idea.
It's not a new idea, but there hasn't been much work done on it.
I understand. Let's see if you can just generally ask AI to find the speech reversals in this clip and then feed it the clip or give it the URL to go find it, whatever.
I know there's programs to do that. I'll have to Google it, work out how to do that. This whole new AI world is new to me. Well, it's new to everyone.
I think it'll do it for you. I think you'll figure out a way to get this to do it for you. And all you have to do is get the video with the audio or just the audio to it and instruct it, find the speech reversals.
You know, the visual where the reversal says "Oh, for shock" and "Big Believer" is someone operating a Morse code key. What an appropriate image for a ham radio operator.
I saw that image. Oh, that is really perfect.
The Morse code
key. Oh, yes. And that's coming off the reversal, okay?
Yeah, I was good at Morse code, too, back in my day. I was very good at Morse code. Used to use it a lot. I'm a bit rusty now, but I was pretty good at it back in those days.
That is really something.
Yeah, it's shocking. Stunning. Hey, look, before we run out of time, I did have reversals for you to do today, although we got sidetracked.
What you've just presented is huge. Huge.
Yes. Oh, it is. It's staggering. Yeah. It's staggering. I really don't have words to describe it, Jeff. I really don't. It's a welcome to the new world, whether it's good or bad.
I totally understand what you're saying. I'm as shocked as you are. I'm not the discoverer of reverse speech, but I certainly have been in it for a long time with you as an observer, and I'm staggered by this.
Yeah.
The implications of it are enormous. We now have given instant parity to everyone, no matter what their IQ is, no matter what their educational accomplishments are. We've given them parity.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Not you, but this is critically important. And what the hell do we need people for?
Indeed. I could just see video production houses all over the world going out of business. I mean, if it can come up with that in 2 minutes, I mean, for me to get that done professionally, I'll have to hire
writers, producers,
video studio.
Who's? You could have paid $5,000 to have that done,
and not come up with a good as job as what it.
No,
up
not
with.
As good, not as good at all. Multiple rewrites. Weaknesses, strengths, it wouldn't be uniformly competent like that. I'm telling you, we may be looking at our replacements here. Not everyone, but the majority of people, if they've succeeded, and I think that they have, in getting this bioweapon into a lot of people, those people are no longer needed.
You know what I'm tempted to do? I think I might ask it to write a lecture on reverse speech in my voice. And let's see what it comes up with. Oh, my God.
Good. Do you have can you play that example of your voice, knowing that this is just early on?
Or
are you not
want
to?
I don't think I saved it. Let's have a
All
look.
Right.
Hang on.
Okay.
No, I didn't save it. No, I didn't.
Well,
no.
Do that. You could also ask it, and many of you listening are plugged into these AI services. I don't know what else to call them, but you could ask them, will we have World War III? Will 14 billion injections of bioweapons into 8 billion people kill off a lot of the planet's population? Yes or no? Explain. Will 700 million injections into 330 million Americans kill off most Americans? Not 330 million. Only about 270 million got shot up, but nonetheless.
I just asked it to write a lecture on reverse speech and use my voice. That's all I said. Write a lecture on reverse speech, and I added my voice. So it's currently analysing the request, because it's...
It's all right. How long of a lecture? Did you give it a time? You should keep it short.
I didn't give it any time at all. I just said, we're unable to establish a connection. What are you talking about? Refresh. Well, that was strange.
If you have to resubmit it, put a time on it, 5 minutes or whatever.
Okay. All right.
You'll get a result quicker.
Yeah. I don't know what it's doing. Oh, there it is. This goes analyze. Now it's thinking.
And how much does this cost per month?
$20 a month.
If you... let's see. Come on. Any idiot out there, not you people, any idiot out there for $20 a month can suddenly sound intelligent, if not exceptionally intelligent. If it wants to be prepped, I'm going to meet my boss Friday. My boss happens to like private planes. Give me some information to impress my boss. Boom. Done.
Okay, so it's making the video now. It's found music and voices. I'm just watching it here. It's 15% done, but once it gets to 20%, it just flies. Planning, okay, now it's planning.
I'm amazed. I knew this kind of thing was coming. It's already here. It's already here. For $20 a month, anybody can sound intelligent.
Yeah.
In fact, who's ever going to know?
Who's going to know? And now it's analyzing the scene.
This is incredible.
It's 20% done, but once it the other videos, once it got to 20%.
All right, we got time. We'll get there. We got about 10 minutes.
It's just flying through. So it's synthesizing voice now. So this is a reverse.
You know what it used? It used your legendary word, gibberish. It used that too.
Yeah. So it just says it's synthesizing the voice. This is taking a little bit longer than the other video, probably because I didn't give it a time limit. It's probably doing an hour-long
lecture. No, it could be an hour-long thing.
Hang on, let's see what it's doing. It's 22% done. This is actually taking longer than it did.
You didn't give it a time. That's what happened.
No. I didn't give it a time. I should have said...
Can you cancel it and re-enter it?
Oh, I don't want to cancel it now. It's almost... No, I want to keep going.
Well, you'll be up all night listening to it.
All right, while that's doing that...
It's a three-hour lecture by David Oates.
Yeah.
I now see the future of this species more clearly than I already had.
These cases all my life. I didn't have any problem. Within a matter of months, I end up with four cases. Now, of course, it's from the White House and the Department of Justice. Satan Robert.
That was on Trump. All right. This is 54% done, 55, 56, 57. It's racing.
It's on a roll. All right.
And it's done. Okay. It's a three-minute lecture. It's 3 minutes. Okay, so let's see what it's done for us. Hey, what's up, everyone? Today, I'm diving into a fascinating topic that's been stirring up both curiosity and controversy for years. Reverse speech. Yep, we're talking about playing recordings backward and uncovering hidden messages. First off, what exactly is reverse speech?
Oh, my.
Simply put, it's the idea that if you play someone's speech backward, you'll hear hidden messages that reflect their true thoughts, feelings, or intentions. This concept was popularized by David John Oates in the 1980s, and it has since sparked debates across psychology, linguistics, and even conspiracy theories. Now, you might be wondering,
oh my,
how does this work? Well, proponents of reverse speech believe that our subconscious mind communicates through these hidden messages while we speak normally. So when you play a recording backward, you're supposedly accessing this subconscious communication. Sounds wild, right? Let's get into some examples. One famous instance involves the Beatles song Revolution 9. When played backwards, some listeners claim to hear the words "Turn Me On, Dead Man," which fueled the infamous Paul is Dead conspiracy. Another one is Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. Some believe that reversing the song reveals satanic messages. However, skeptics argue that these interpretations are simply a result of our brain's tendency to find patterns, a phenomenon known as pareidolia. So, is there any scientific basis for reverse speech? Most experts in linguistics and psychology say no. They argue that speech is a complex, forward-driven process, and that any meaningful messages heard in reverse are coincidental or a result of suggestion. In other words, if you're told what to listen for, your brain might just fill in the gaps. But whether you believe in it or not, reverse speech remains a captivating topic that challenges our understanding of communication and the human mind. It raises questions about how we process language and the power of suggestion. So next time you hear a song or a speech, maybe, just maybe, give it a backward listen. Who knows what hidden messages you might uncover. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this video, hit that like button, subscribe for more intriguing content, and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Catch you next time.
Wow, that's my voice. That's amazing.
that voice would probably stand up in court to convict you. It's you.
It probably would. It sounds like me. Even the words I pause on when
Everything about the voice was captured. Everything. I listen to voices all the time like you do. Between the two of us, we probably listen more than most anybody on the planet. But that it was all there. Everything. The nasal, the pause, the cadence, the pitch, the accent, the timbre of the voice. All there. The accent. All of it. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's
You're
amazing.
Guilty as charged, David.
So someone could just feed it. They could get a lecture of mine, feed it into AI, clone my voice, and make me say anything.
Anything. Anything. Hey, listen, the music has to be turned way down on that.
Yeah.
It was too loud. Can you go back and ask it to adjust the music? Is that loud?
I'm sure I probably could.
I would do that. Listen, you're going to be playing around with us a lot. We have rehearsals we haven't got to. Could you come on tomorrow night, same time? Is that possible? And we could rehash this?
Have a look. Tomorrow night at the same time, yes, I can come on. Yes, I can
Let's do that, and we'll do the rehearsals if we can. But I think this is one of the most important things of our lives.
Yep, and I'll probably be fiddling around with it tonight as well.
Oh, I know you will.
That's just staggering. I'm blown out.
Well, get the music either removed or knocked down by 75%. But your voice, that's enough to convict you. I'm telling you, that was you.
That was me. Yeah.
Call with that, AI could call me as you. And go through a whole thing, and it could be cued on when to speak. You know, the questions could be set up in such a way that I would answer. I'm fine, David. How are you? So what's up? It's all doable. There's no limit to what this can do.
And you saw how long it took, just a couple of minutes to dry
That's
the
ridiculous.
Whole lecture. My voice.
Completely ridiculous. What did the video part look like?
Oh, it looked pretty good. Yeah, all the images were matching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fiddle around with it, see what I come up with.
Yeah. I'm now, I've moved forward on the great game board several squares. We are facing our end, potentially, at least to a significant degree. All of a sudden, everyone has instant access to wisdom, intelligence, and knowledge. And it can be presented in their own voices, or script, or video combination. This is astounding.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, David. Talk to you tomorrow night. This is big.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. See ya.
What you just heard, I'm sure I missed a lot of it because it's so new, but I'm very serious about what I was saying. This is a huge, huge development. All right, back in 21 hours. Talk to you then. Take care.